The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Friday night, 6:06 on the Bruce Hooley Show means it's time to ask the attorney. And we are fortunate to be joined by Stan Willis of Willis Spangler Starling, my official attorney firm and the official attorney firm of the Bruce Hooley Show. If you need an attorney, man, mark it in your mind that it will be Willis Spangler Starling there on Truman Boulevard in Hilliard. Wills, estate planning, probate, personal injury, workers' compensation, employment law, all the biggies. Willis Spangler Starling. Follow him on Twitter at Spangler Willis. Again, their website, willisattorneys.com. Stan, welcome to the show again. And are you ready to attack our four questions this week?
I'm ready to go, man.
All right, here we go. Number one says, I'm going through my father's possessions after his funeral and have some things I'd like to send to a friend of his who lives in Montana. One of the things I want to send is a rifle my father used when they hunted together. Is it okay if I ship the gun via FedEx or the post office? Are there restrictions or disclosures I should know about so I don't violate the law?
So there's several different ways from a federal standpoint that you can send a gun. State laws probably are a little bit different everywhere. So the safest thing to do is to find somebody who has an FFL license and have them ship it to the nearest FFL licensee in Montana, the nearest one to the person you want to get it, and then have that person go to that place and pick up the weapon.
So I'm going to assume FFL is Federal Firearms something?
Yeah, it's the license. It's the federal license.
Okay.
And pretty much any gun store or the shooting ranges, those places all pretty much have licenses, and they can ship your weapon for you, and that way you won't run afoul of any state or federal laws.
Are you allowed to, if you don't have a well, I guess let me ask the second question here because it involves concealed carry, and then if you answer it, I'll just hold on to it. If not, I'll follow up. Second question, I have my concealed carry permit and regularly go to the range and shoot, so I'm very comfortable with the weapon I carry. I work second shift in a building where the signs on the door say I can't bring my weapon inside. I don't want to leave my gun in the car where it can be stolen. We've had several break-ins lately. I could put my gun in my backpack and no one would ever see if I brought it inside, but what kind of penalties would I be looking at if it were ever found out that I brought it inside?
Well, that's just generally a bad idea. You could lose your concealed carry license for bringing it in like that. And the other thing is your employer might consider that a fireable offense.
Ooh.
And might terminate you.
Wow.
So, I don't think that I could, in good conscience, advise somebody to carry their weapon in when there's a sign on the door that says not to. They make safes for cars that are lock up and provide like an extra level of security for your weapon if you do run into a circumstance where you can't carry it in. Because, of course, if you go to a federal building or if you're around a school or something like that, you can't take your weapon in there either. So it's probably not a bad idea if you want to carry your weapon all the time, which why have your CCW if you're not going to carry it? So it's probably a good idea to have a safe in your car that you can lock up, like the weapon in that.
Okay, that makes sense to me. So here's the question that I had after the first question about the shipping of the gun. What if you are driving, if this person wanted to drive around with that gun in their car, but they don't have a CCW? If you
don't have a Sorry, go ahead.
If you don't have this, if you don't have a CCW, can you have a gun in the trunk if you're just transporting it or not?
Well, the general rule for transporting a weapon, if you don't have a CCW, is you can't have the weapon and the ammunition for the weapon in the same compartment or within reach from the same compartment. So if you're transporting a rifle, for instance, you can have the rifle maybe in the back seat, but you would have to have the ammunition in the trunk.
Okay. Okay. That makes sense. Stan Willis is our guest. Willis Spangler Starling. Send your emails on Ask the Attorney to bruce@989theanswer.com and retain the name Willis Spangler Starling in your mind, at least for the time when you need an attorney. They offer free consultations. They take some cases on contingency. WillisAttorneys.com. Willis, W-I-L-L-I-S, WillisAttorneys.com. All right, question number three for Ask the Attorney. Stan, this person says, my son had foot surgery a month ago and is now in a walking boot on his left foot. If we let him drive and he gets in an accident, are we at greater legal risk? The car he drives has an automatic transmission, so he really doesn't use his left foot for anything while driving.
So if the foot doesn't impair his ability to drive a car safely, then it shouldn't be any additional legal risk for the parents. One thing that you could do, though, to ease your mind is just ask your physician or the physical therapist if he can safely drive a car. And if the physician or physical therapist say that it's okay for him, it's safe, that the cast doesn't keep him from operating a car safely, then, you know, that gives you an extra level of protection. That's what I would probably do, is just ask the doctor or the physical therapist.
So would you get that, did you say, and get that in writing or just the conversation?
Better idea to have it in writing. Yeah. People sometimes forget conversations, but it's always a good idea to get it in writing if you can.
Okay, great idea. All right, final question. Ask the Attorney, bruce@989theanswer.com. We're talking with Stan Willis of Willis Spangler Starling. They're online at willisattorneys.com. The question says, my wife and I are going to adjust our will now that we've had twin girls. We want to establish, well, congrats on that. We want to establish a trust for them, but make it so they would have to be on their own a while and mature before they get access to what we'd set aside for them in the trust. Does Ohio law allow us to set an age, like they say 27 years old, before they can get their inheritance, or do they automatically get access to it at 18 or 21?
Now, if you have a trust and your property, and either you write portable wills or you put all your property in the trust before you die, then the trust can determine at what age and what other specifications have to happen for someone to receive money or inheritance, something like that. You can tie the money down pretty tightly, actually, if you want to. Sometimes that's a good thing. Sometimes it's not such a good thing. But that would be something to talk to your attorney about. But certainly you could make an age where kids have access to money.
Okay. Well, looks like this guy wants his twins to be on their own a while before they fall back on the trust. So it's good to know that that's possible to be done. And it sounds like something that they definitely would want an attorney for. And if you guys are looking for an attorney, I'm telling you, you cannot do better than Willis Spangler Starling. Their firm is awesome. You will be very comfortable in their offices, and more so, you'll be comfortable with the people. Stan and I have been friends a long time. I can vouch for him as a man of great integrity and character. I can certainly vouch for his expertise in the law and for how much the people that work at his firm care about you and making your case their top priority. So Willis Spangler Starling is the firm. Look for them online, willisattorneys.com. Send your emails for Ask the Attorney to bruce@989theanswer.com. And we are joined by Stan, or a partner at Willis Spangler Starling, every Friday night at 6:06. So, Stan, thanks for the time. Appreciate the expertise, and I look forward to talking to you again next week.
All right. Thanks, Richard.
6:19, Bruce Hooley Show. Glad to have you back. And we appreciate Stan Willis joining us. Now we have time for you. I'd like to get your thoughts on Omar Tarazi. Did he impress you? What about his message resonated with you? I received a couple texts, and they're favorable. So that's a good thing. It's one of the things that I view as a duty here to introduce you to the people that you have an opportunity to have represent you. And Omar Tarazi is a guy who's lived in our community for a long, long time. Hilliard, already a public servant on the city council level. Obviously, I'm in accord with him on his views of critical race theory and how damaging it is and how evil it is to tell people that they have characteristics that are immutable, can't be changed. You're this color, you're this way. That's it. That's not American. And I love the fact that he has prioritized the importance of the family. And so Omar Tarazi, that interview will be on our website, on the podcast. Search it, 989theanswer.com, under the podcast tab. I gave you the numbers yesterday, 844-TALK-989, 844-TALK-989, if you'd like to weigh in on our interview with Omar Tarazi. I gave you the numbers yesterday on inflation. It's up 5% in May, the largest 12-month increase since a 5.5% increase in August 2008. What was going on in 2008? Housing boom, right? No. The crash after the subprime mortgage nightmare. Cheap money. Everybody gets a house. Why did everybody get a house? Remember that? Why did Bill Clinton put in place measures so everybody gets a house? And then it finally, about a decade later, everything hit the fan with the subprime mortgage rate. Well, because if everybody couldn't get a house, that was not fair, not equitable, not inclusive, right? And so anybody could get a loan, whether you could secure the loan or not, whether you could pay the loan or not. Federal government subsidized all that. Fannie, Freddie, they subsidized all of it. And so housing prices were skyrocketing because what? A lot of money out there, small demand, small supply out there. There's only so many homes, limited supply, a lot of money leads to what? Price inflation. And I know people, and this was particularly true in Arizona, people would be building a house. The value of the house would appreciate, go up 20 to 30% before they got the house built. They would sell the house before they ever lived in it because they'd take out a loan to build, let's say, a $500,000 house. By the time they got it built, it was a $750,000 house. So they made a fast $250,000. And then they would go build what? An $800,000 house. And a lot of people were buying up condos and they were buying up other homes. And then all of a sudden the loans got called. Blammo. Everything crashed. And I know good people, hardworking people, people who were very affluent, who were, if not forced to declare bankruptcy, they were close. Well, now, what do we see? We see a shortage of homes, people bidding over the price that's being asked for the home. And your realtor will always make you ask a realistic price. Otherwise, they're going to say, look, I can't sell the house at this price. People are offering over market to get those homes. And we are seeing prices go up like crazy. Have you looked at the price of used cars lately? The numbers from the government show that the price of used vehicles has risen by 30%. In the last 12 months, 30%. You want to buy a $10,000 used car? Now it's a $13,000 used car. The price of transportation, 11% increase. Commodities up 6.5%. It's hard to get a new car now because there's a chip shortage, supply chain issues, and there's a ton of money out there. Government's sending everybody a check. The Fed says, oh, let's just keep loaning money. So here's what's happening. The Fed is loaning money at virtually 0%, okay? So you're a big company. And you're sitting there and you're going, wow, I can take out a $30 million loan. And all I have to do is, at some point, pay back $30 million. What out there could I take $30 million and invest in, and in, I don't know, a year, two, five, have something that's worth $35 million? where we're starting to see this is big corporations are going in and buying entire housing developments. Entire developments. Like, you know, you got your MI Homes, your Pulte Homes, your builder, you know, MI, all these homes. They go in and buy them all. And then what do? Oh, well, there's only so many homes. Oh, you would like a home? Really? You would like a $300,000 home, would you? Well, you know, that was $300,000 until we bought it and 150 other homes. Now it's $335,000. I mean, you don't have to buy it, but if you'd like to buy it. And this is how prices go crazy when there's a ton of money and a small amount of supply. And people will be mad at the big, evil, bad corporation. You should be mad at the stupid government. The stupid government sets the policies that the big, profitable businesses take advantage of to make what? More money for their shareholders who've put money into the product on the faith that they'll make more money on that investment. Investment's not evil. I don't know about you, but I've never worked for somebody who made less money than I did. I depend on rich people to work for. Maybe you're the same. So I don't understand in America this. Well, I do understand it because it's a leftist viewpoint. Let's hate anything that's good, anything that testifies to the greatness of capitalism and the most creation of wealth in the history of the world in our country. We got to hate that. So let's tear it down and start over. And oh, by the way, oh, look at that. Patrice Cullors, your founder of Black Lives Matter. Oh, well, she's all about share and everybody gets the same and universal basic income and all that. Meanwhile, she's buying multiple homes for $3.5 million, and she just put a $35,000 fence with a security gate around her multi-million dollar home in a 98% white neighborhood in California. Boy, either Patrice Cullors has gotten over her fear of white people who were terrorizing her and her friends at BLM, or she's just an outright phony. Mm. You pick. Those are your options. But the Fed shows no signs of slowing the amount of money in circulation. They're just going to keep on loaning it. And Janet Yellen and Joe Biden, they just want to spend trillions of more dollars. She even told the Treasury Department, when she took it over, she told her employees in the Treasury Department that they should be willing to use fiscal policy to address inequality, racism, and climate change. Of course, climate change. So, let's put it in real terms for you. A tank of gas, which last year cost you, let's make it easy, 10 gallons of gas cost you $22. $2.20 a gallon. Now that same tank of gas will cost you $32 a gallon as gas nears $3.20 a gallon. Have you gotten a raise in the last year? Oh, no, really? Oh, at $10 a tank and what, two tanks a month? That's $20 more a month out of your pocket. That's $240 a year more out of your pocket to buy gas. All courtesy of our diverse, inclusive, and equitable Biden administration. Wonderful. Now, if you're a business and you want to stay in business, you need a friend in business, and that friend is AUIinfo.com. They'll hook you up with the best benefits, a package that will save you money and help you attract and keep the best employees. AUI offers free HR assistance, a dedicated specialist available to you anytime. Your business has two employees, it has up to 50 employees. AUI can help you. They'll put you with other businesses, if you so desire, in a Chamber of Commerce plan that fits your business and save you money even on the membership fee into that Chamber of Commerce that will make you eligible for any chamber plan in the state of Ohio. The only way you can mess this up, because you don't pay AUI. They're paid by the insurance companies that you select from the list of options they give you. The only way you can mess this up is to not go to AUIinfo.com and to not type your question into their chat. But my guess is you're going to do that. AUIinfo.com, AUIinfo.com.